Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Force Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. This particular show is Subjective Wars, where we force ourselves to decide between two things we probably like both of. It's a horrible thing to do, but we do it for our entertainment and hopefully yours. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Kat Knapsack. Happy to be here debating subjective things.
And I'm Jennifer Landa, and I'm already torn by these choices.
Yes, we've been having a lot of fun rotating between Star Wars and like food and plane seats. That's so far what we've been doing. We're going to be expanding out to all sorts of different kinds of pop culture and various life choices. I guess not, probably not super important life choices. We haven't really talked about this, but I'm not really thinking we do a light half hour episode on kids or not kids. I think maybe maybe not on that one.
Let's do it.
Do you pay your taxes or don't? Let's have a fun, subjective discussion about
that. Let's do it. To pay credit card bills or not. Let's discuss it. I'm debating it myself right now.
I understand. Yeah, pay your bills or create a fake identity and hide in the woods. Well, that one's too easy. We all know what we would do. Anyway, we're going to have a Star Wars episode, and today we are forcing ourselves to decide between an X-Wing and a TIE fighter. From our perspective, in the chronological perspective of the world, The first, which of these two cool ship designs do you like the best, X-Wing or TIE Fighter? Jennifer, you started by saying you're already torn. So we like to start with our initial thoughts, our initial bias. This is a torturous one for you because you love them both. Is that where you're coming from?
Yes, I do. I do. And I associate them with their corresponding, you know, vehicles, right? Actually, the toy vehicles that we played with as kids, that makes me even more torn, right? The functionality of them. I know where my heart is, and my heart lies with the TIE Fighter.
Ooh, that's so intriguing. I love that. Ken, where does your bias begin? And is this a hard one for you, or is this a like, yeah, no, I know?
It's very hard. Jen just kind of touched upon the dividing line of my own soul. It's movie versus toy, right? And that's that's part of what we're discussing here. And I also want to, I guess, pull back a little bit of the curtain. Like, Subjective Wars is, Mala agrees, that Jen's dog there. Subjective Wars is, dare I say, Joseph, this is like a new take on an old idea, debating things in pop culture. It's us at our more mature age looking at these things and trying to decide where. 10 years ago, Maude Garrett and I debated this on the very first episode of Gen Lines, and I was going to go back and watch to see where I was then and compare it to now. But then I realized that's a cheat. Like, that's a cheat. It is about completely forgetting what I was then and just going right now. And I'm torn because it's so classic. The design-wise, the X-Wing is nearly just a flawless, classic design that has stood the test of time, but the TIE Fighter, because it looks like a bow tie. That was how I, as a kid, I was like blown away. It's like, it's a twin ion engine. I didn't care about that. I was like, it looked like a bow tie. Oh my God, it's a flying bow tie. And then the Empire's cooler toys. But in this case, I don't think that's true. I could be pushed off, but I'm going with X-Wing right now.
So you got an X-Wing bias. This is fascinating. I love what Jennifer brings up about the very nature of them is hard to split apart. Like, we could have done X-Wing versus Y-Wing, but frankly, we've talked about Y-Wings a lot. What was interesting to me about this horrible choice is, in a way, it's like choosing between peanut butter and jelly. Of like, yes, they have their own existence, but they live largely in the public imagination by coming together.
Like, how did you know I had an Uncrustable peanut butter and jelly right before we recorded?
Well, there's the next episode.
No, oh my God.
Uncrustables or Crustables? Are there Crustables or are they just Uncrustables? Yeah. Anyway, and which one is an X-Wing? Is it an Uncrustable? I think the X-Wing has crust. Anyway, with the X-Wing and TIE Fighter, that was the dream as a kid in the late 70s, early 80s to have both. It was cool to have one or the other. But to have them both so you could reenact the elaborate dogfights, they go together so incredibly well. It is hard to split them up. That's a sticking point for me. And then I like the chaos of what we do in the show, which is to not define exactly what filter we're looking through. Like, we don't define, we're going to choose X-Wing or TIE Fighter, which has the better design. We're going to choose our favorite. We're going to choose which ship I'd rather fly. We just have to wrestle with all of those things and proclaim something. So what's happening for me is X-Wing is my heart. Mm-hmm. If Luke Skywalker is a knight of old, the X-Wing is his trusty steed that he rides. It's like the hero's horse that he rides, you know, out to save the people.
Yeah.
It's the good guy ship. It's my ship that I fantasized about. I actually did have the toy, but the TIE Fighter is so revolutionary in design. And that's where my tornage, if I may make up a word, comes from. I'm being torn between the X-Wing is my heart, but the good Lord, that's bonkers. How did that happen? Favors the TIE Fighter.
This is fascinating. So you're pushing towards TIE Fighter, Jen. You're pushing, and I'm X-Wing. It almost would have been a clean sweep, because I think my whole life I would have answered, well, TIE Fighter, because I like the Y-Wing better, you know. And I've explained that again. You're right, Joseph. I've spent 10 years on Force explaining why Team Y-Wing, and I still am. But you touched upon something to dive right into some of the things here. Of it is not just toy. It's not just design. It's movies. It's stories. And would you want to fly it? And I'm such a dog person, and I'm not comparing R2-D2 to a dog or any astromech to a dog or a pet. They have their own, I'll give them their own agency. You know, there's a big moral debate inside the Star Wars galaxy, right? I could not. I want to fly with my buddy. I want to form a partnership with an astromech. That sounds. I just love that. Whether it's BB-8 later on, you know, I love that. TIE fighter. It speaks to the Empire's desire to isolate you for a, but put you into a common goal. Fight for us for your, like you and I joked this week, Joseph, earlier. Fight for your freedoms, alone and in step with everyone.
This is a very good point.
Yeah, go for it, Jennifer.
Because I think the challenge is, which would I rather own and look at versus what would I actually want to be in? If it's what I would actually want to fly, 100% the X-Wing. There's a lot more safety features. The Empire sees, you know, their pilots as expendable. I know that if I get in that death trap, that might be the enemy, right? And I can't remember this video game. Was it Battlefront? Which one is it where you can pilot a TIE fighter? Am I remembering? Is it Shadows of the Empire? Am I remembering this wrong?
I mean, there's lots of different, of different pilot video games where you end up in a TIE fighter.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, in the mid 90s, they had the X-Wing series, and then they had the TIE fighter series that I used to play for 8 hours a day during one summer, like 1995. Yeah, and you had a bunch of TIE fighter missions, and that was probably what fueled my love of the TIE fighter for a lot of my life. I don't know if that's what you're thinking.
It's difficult to fly. My memory of it was that it's very squirrely and I could not get a handle on it. It was really challenging. So in terms of flying, X-Wing, but that's not where my heart is.
Well, I was going to say, we'll put a pin in your heart. That's awful. we'll come back to your heart. But I hadn't even thought about it from the which would you rather fly, because that is hugely X-Wing for me. Because yes, you have shields and a buddy. You are not alone. You can make mistakes, literally in video games. You can bump into things, which I have. Mm-hmm. But I can see a lot of my friends going, "Well, that's the kiddie ship. That's the safety ship. I want to fly the space Corvette that can turn on a dime and blows up if you look at something the wrong way." Because that's been my video game experience, right? Of like the X-Wing is almost always in video games, in my experience. It's like the medium speed. It's not as fast as an A-Wing. It's not as slow as a Y-Wing. It's not as durable as a Y-Wing. But you can close the wings, the S-foils, and you can get a launch of speed. And then you can pivot real cool, but then you can pop them open and slow down. You got good firepower. It's like this perfect balance. And then the X-Wing is like, or the TIE fighter is like really cool, really fast. You can turn really sharp. And most of the time I would just turn into something I didn't see over the wings and smash.
Right.
So it almost feels like a real world conversation of being, do you want a sensible, indestructible Toyota, or do you want to be cool and fly around on the canyons in like, you know, a convertible with no roof and no seatbelt, because that's a TIE fighter in real life.
It's so dark, but it's like, it's so dark. I apologize. There's death involved, but every so often on the PCH here in Southern California, some Lamborghini will get into a horrible fatal crash. And I feel so, I'm not making fun of the deaths, but you're always like, well, yeah, you're driving this thin, fast car that's not, and you're just going 150 on a highway in LA. Yeah, like, and Joseph, you also you gave some real good life advice there. The only thing we really need in life are shields and a buddy. That's all you really need.
It really is. I just want to be able to bump into things and have it be okay. And that's what you can do in an X-Wing.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Right. R2 sends the insurance paperwork digitally, and you just move on. Everything's great.
Okay. This is going places. We're going places today.
We all brought up toys as well. And there've obviously been all kinds of different, TIE fighter and X-Wing toys over the years. But, Ken, are you having Kenner memories specifically of those kind of, for us at the time, revolutionary toys and what their functions were, what you could do with them?
Yeah. As again discussed, for 10 years in Force Center lore, owned the Y-Wing, and that's why I fell in love with the Y-Wing. But my friends had the X-Wings, and I think I had less friends with the TIE Fighter. So I think the TIE Fighter was intriguing to me because I didn't see it as much, right? And then the wings pop off, and then you get to make that wonderful sound that probably annoyed parents everywhere as you're flying around the house going, oh, like that was, my voice just cracked. It felt like the pimply teenager on Simpsons. But the X-Wing, you know, I mean, also, whether in story or with the toy, locking S foils into attack position is that gets my Star Wars nerd blood pumping. I just love that.
Right, right.
So yeah. Kenner memories are more positive for the X-Wing.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, for anybody who didn't get a chance to play with the Kenners or hasn't watched videos of middle-aged people waxing poetic about it, here you go again. Yeah, that you could push down on the R2's head, which was just a head that came into it, and the actual S-foils popped open. It had cool laser noises. But the TIE fighter, and these were all they replicated all of these for the Power of the Force line in the late 90s. Because I had a battle damage X-Wing growing up where you put the stickers on. All scorched up. So I had that, but I never had the TIE fighter. I got multiples of the TIE fighter when the Power of the Force line came out because I wanted to have one that was safe and pristine and one I could use in comedy sketches. So I used it a lot because we had different comedy sketches where you'd be flying around, and then it's such a funny comedy beat when the wings come off the TIE fighter because, like, in the context of a little kid's hand, you hit that button on the side and the wing pops off. And from a little kid's perspective, it flies really far. If you're an adult on stage, you go boop and it really comically goes. It just falls so close there. It gets no air. It's like the TIE fighter's pants falling down. It's just like. So those are my memories of the toys, and I think I probably have better memories of the X-Wing toys. Jennifer, what are your toy memories?
Well, it's funny because last time I was telling my husband about this, and he's like going on and on. He never talks about Star Wars, going on and on about his X-Wing that he had as a kid and playing with the Luke. He was getting into it, which was really interesting because I never really had that experience. For me, I coveted the TIE fighter toy. I'll never forget, I went to Santa Barbara one time in this vintage shop, and there in the case was a blue TIE fighter toy. Right. I don't know which model it was. Maybe it was Return of the Jedi one. I don't know. I can't remember. It was blue, and I'll never forget that blue. It was so striking, and it's so geometric. It looks like an art piece, and I wanted it so bad, and I think it was like $40 at the time. My parents were like, no, we're not going to buy this, but I just was like, oh, I want that. Do I even have one? No, I don't have one. I still want one. Anyways. It just looks really visually stunning, in my opinion. And there's nothing like it. If you hang that in your living room or something, that's a showstopper. The X-Wing is as well. But there's something about that color and the shape, right?
Mm-hmm.
It almost goes to Joseph's very, real world. We're talking about the Lamborghini and the PCH, where it's like, yeah, you display an X-Wing. It's like, yeah, cool. You drive a Civic. Got it. Got it.
Right. You're a sensible person.
I get
you. Practical.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, let's talk about it from the design perspective, because that's where I am most tortured. The X-Wing is one of the coolest ships to ever grace a screen or my hands. I am not criticizing it, but it is, hey, let's take a rocket ship that already kind of exists or a real-world plane shape and make it really cool and really different, and the lock and the S-foils and like... But it is an iteration of a plane, of a rocket, whereas the TIE fighter is, the hell is that? Why? I think it is one of the designs of the original Star Wars film that is the most bold and bonkers. So basically just like a giant screaming eye, two panels, and then sound design wise that it has that incredibly distinctive scream. Jennifer, how much are you influenced by the design of the TIE fighter being really unique?
Oh, 100%. Because that's, to me, what represents Star Wars. I can look at the X-Wing and I could see how that would be in our world. But you look at the TIE fighter and you're like, that's space. That's like the future, right? There's nothing like it. Does it look like pasta, flying pasta, an eyeball, like a bow tie? What is it, right? It just makes no sense.
It's a bow tie genius. Pasta with an eye, yes. Right.
Up in the sky. Bow tie. It's an eye. It's a TIE fighter.
And the sound. You play that sound and most people will know, oh, I know it. I know that's from Star Wars. They may not even be able to tell what it is, but like, it just sounds so unique.
Yeah. The scream whine. And it sounds unique, and it's also married to like the horror of it. Like it is, yes. A bird of prey.
It's terrifying.
Well, and it got that boost with in Andor, that great scene with that TIE fighter buzzing the rebels, you know, to prove that point. Yeah. I think it had so many people talking of just like, yeah, great. You know, it was done for a big political and thematic point of the show, but it was like, oh, that's cool. Those TIE fighters. It really, yeah. Great use of that.
Now, are either of you swayed by the sort of logic? Because we talk about this a lot. There are Star Wars fans who I think just sort of embrace the, it looks cool, it sounds cool, that's the most important thing. And then there are Star Wars fans who like the cross sections and like the logic. Mm-hmm. The X-Wing makes sense because it's a rocket ship. The views work. The TIE fighter is the fastest thing ever where all peripheral vision is cut off. By the design of the ship, you know, and great, you have radar, space radar, you have whatever, but does that logic ever bother you that this is a cool looking design that, you know, quote unquote, doesn't make sense?
It doesn't bother me. And it doesn't bother me. If this was a X-Wing versus TIE Interceptor, I think I'd be TIE Interceptor all the way. And I enjoy that was, in a way, I don't want to say it was the only reason they went with that design to correct that kind of mistake. I want to do an admission here that, you know, I think it's okay in this world of you got to know every trivia fact and every Easter egg. Here we are, Force Center, 10 years in. I don't think I thought about that or had a conversation about that the pilots of the TIE fighters can't see out the sides until the mid-2000s. I did not live with that. No one on my playground brought it up. I didn't read Starlog magazine where people wrote it. I didn't care. It made sense. The moment I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Never thought of it. Cool. Anyways, let's play. So for me, I get it. I like the TIE Interceptor's a sleek design, but dealing with this one, the original TIE fighter, it doesn't affect me.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah. Jennifer? Yeah.
Don't bring science logic into my fantasy. I mean, I think it helps that I'm not a very science minded person. I'm very much like fantasy and feelings and sure, yeah. It looks cool. Design, give it to me. I don't care. I will not think about that.
I am going to start a role playing game called Fantasy and Feelings if it doesn't already exist and give you half the money, Jennifer.
But it's, no, it's a side note, but it's like the Last Jedi debate of how do those bombs drop? I don't care. Number one, they explained it. Two, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Don't care. Cool. But what a great moment that was. I'm too caught up in the acting and the emotions. Yeah. I don't care about this.
I mean, I understand wanting some amount of internal logic, and I understand that people are different and some of this is totally, just subjective. Totally. Sometimes some people's minds work more that way than mine does.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it's such a choice in Star Wars to that fantasy and coolness is the foot that's going forward. And the first thing I always think of is like, do you like that scream whine of TIE fighters in space? Because is that a sound effect that the TIE fighter pilots are playing inside the TIE fighter? Because otherwise, right. No sound in space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it sounds, would you want all those sounds removed from TIE fighters in space? No.
Yeah.
Pretty boring.
And I enjoy this stuff. You know, we got one of our pals from the Shmodown world, Brandon Hanna. He does a great science in films. He's got the science of Willy Wonka. Like, I love that stuff. I'll spend time in that world. But yeah, in terms of these discussions or my subjective take, I'm just going to make the sounds.
Yeah. Jennifer, now have we got to your heart, the heart of why the TIE fighter speaks to you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just scrap logic. Go based on the way it looks, the way it sounds, the nostalgia. It's just all of that. It's not logical, my love for the TIE fighter, especially because I don't want to align with the Empire. It very much is a symbol of the Empire, right? Mm-hmm. I should be rooting for the good guys, the X-Wing. That looks really cool.
Yeah.
The Empire has great style, fashion choices, great capes.
Yeah, I'm just going to assume, Jen, that you joined up in the Imperial Academy because it was a way to get out of your far-off world and you wanted to see the galaxy. And, you know, eventually you'd discover the truth and you'd leave. I have true faith in you on that.
I just wanted to get out of Orange County. That's all. That's all I wanted to do.
As fast as you can in a space Lamborghini.
You could join your friends, but one more year is Princess Jasmine, okay? One more tour season.
Oh, gosh.
Do you think that the Empire, like, I love what a storytelling point it is that gets really addressed in the publishing side, that the TIE fighters are meant, like the stormtroopers, to just swarm and to overwhelm and to intimidate, but they have no shields and they're difficult to fly. Do you think that the Emperor just, like, totally accepts, like, we lose about a quarter of our flight candidates just to, like, accidents immediately.
Because they're also not just a, you know, they're an evil corporation, right? And so this is the we have to lay 11,000 people off today. It's just the cost of doing business. We'll be all right. Well, Vader, here's your bonus. Tarkin gets obscene year-end bonuses in credit.
Right. If Palpatine was running a Boeing, he would not be grounding any planes, right?
A door flies off. Who cares? Yeah. Like,
all right. We spent a lot of time on TIE fighter. What, Jennifer, for you, what pulls you toward the X-Wing?
Is that it's a symbol of the rebellion. It's a symbol of the good fight of standing with the people, right? It's obviously more practical. I don't want to die. I want to get in a safe flying contraption, right? I want to have my buddy with me in case anything goes wrong. It's just, it's a sensible choice. Mm-hmm. We're, you know. This is why it's fun. I don't have to worry about actually flying it in real life.
Yeah, and I will say that, you know, it is a sensible choice. It's got shields, it's got a buddy, it's got everything you need. But in terms of the aesthetic, it still looks damn sleek. Obviously, it's fly fast on the screen. I feel like if you had never seen a Star Wars film and you were just shown the design of an X-Wing or a TIE fighter and you were asked which is faster, I think people would say the X-Wing. It's much more aerodynamic. It's got that great energy of cutting through the air with that, you know, thin nose and the thin wings. and in comparison, you wouldn't think the TIE fighter is the fast one. The TIE fighter is the one that does look like the Toyota Yaris, you know, that looks like it's just going to go doop-a-doop-a-doop down the street.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I think that's part of the reason, I don't know, the design itself for the X-Wing. I'll say this. I agree. I know you're talking about what pulls us towards the X-Wing. Going back to TIE Fighter, you had said something, Joseph, about, hey, the TIE Fighter's pretty unique, like especially when it comes out. Like, I'm surprised there isn't a billionaire who's trying to build a real fleet of X-Wings, right, in our world right now. Maybe Bezos is. We just don't know. Mm-hmm. But the TIE Fighter does have that sounds like a space fantasy thing going on there, like, or looks like it. But going back to the X-Wing, what pulls me towards it now, especially now, is it's timeless. It makes sense. I feel safe. As a toy, it's got buttons I can press that are about a growth and change. The wings happening versus the TIE fighters. You're gone. You're dead. So I can celebrate the buddy. And it's even timeless in that world. I got to take it back. The TIE fighters are as well. But as you know, the New Republic's like, we're not changing a good thing. We're just changing the engines a little bit. It stands up for even them. That's why I'm drawn towards the X-Wing.
Yeah, that is a really good point that, you know, the TIE fighter evolves. There's lots of different versions of it. The First Order, you know, makes some changes for sure. But the X-Wing, the TIE fighters still being around for the First Order, I think thematically has a little bit more of the Empire. The Imperials don't change. It's propaganda. But from from the New Republic side of it, why X-Wings are still around with just a different model. By the time of Force Awakens, Ken, you're talking about like real world stuff where it really is like the New Republic has to have meetings of like, well, we have a very small defense fleet. We don't have a massive military. We have a small defense fleet. We've designed the perfect car. Can you imagine in real life if like one car company was just like, yeah, we're not making a new model other than minor upgrades, but aesthetically it is not going to change. The Ford Taurus is the best car ever. 50 years from now, 35 years from now, it will only look minorly different. I know nothing about Ford Tauruses. I pulled that out of thin air. That's pretty cool.
There's a fine line between refusing to change and being steadfast, right? And even in our own world, who are you willing to adapt or do you know who you are? I get it. It's a tough line to walk as part of the challenge of life. And the X-Wing is steadfast to me. That's where I choose to sit with it. Maybe hopefully win an argument here.
All right. So it sounds like we're getting close to our final decision. So, Ken, sounds like you are pretty solidly X-Wing, right?
To my own surprise, again, go back to 1994 or 5, whenever that TIE Fighter game came out, I was like, finally, a video game from the Empire's perspective. I've been waiting to hear what they've got to say. 20-year-old Ken was a lot different than this Ken now. And that's part of the change. And I've come to appreciate, with age, the steady as she goes. Isn't it cool? You got your buddy. You can live. You can. It's got a hyperdrive. You can kind of live in it for a while. Cramped quarters, but you got your rations. I don't even know if they give TIE fighters rations if they crash. They're like, you're on your own. I think there's safety in the X-Wing, and that's what I need in my advancing years. I'm still going X-Wing.
It's got cargo space. It's the it's the galaxy's coolest minivan. You got room for a buddy.
Trust
me,
I had
rations in there.
Yeah, I had an older, but it was still a great Ford Mustang for the last couple of years. And I love the car. I'm not a fast driver. I'd hit that freeway 110. But, Joseph, you drove. We went to Anaheim in that Ford Mustang, and we could barely fit anything into it. That's the TIE Fighter's problem.
There was a concern I would not be able to get all of my action figures back in your car. Yes.
That was true.
Jennifer, where are you ending up? Have you been swayed, or are you still Team TIE Fighter?
The only way I could be swayed was I was thinking about the jewelry that I've made with the Micro Machines, the Star Wars Micro Machine vehicles. And I have an X-Wing ring, which looks great. I've attempted to do the TIE fighters, they don't work as well in terms of jewelry. But I did have a TIE interceptor headband. That was really cool. But I'm still going to go with TIE fighter. Just because if I see a poster and if it has TIE fighters on it, even from far away, I'm going to know what it is. If it's the X-Wings from far away, maybe it's because I have bad eyesight. It might take me a second. If it has nothing else Star Wars on it, right? Just the TIE fighters are more symbolic of Star Wars for me.
I like it. Big swing. I like it.
This has been great because this has been a clarifying conversation for me to separate out why I love them both. And I do love them both. I love them together. But my main pull to the TIE fighter is appreciating just the bizarreness in Star Wars and the thinking outside the box and how much from that first film the TIE fighter symbolizes just weird, wild, different. But at the end of the day, every other part of me wants the X-Wing. Star Wars is a fantasy that is offering us the ability to aspire to be like our heroes in the fantasy, to be like them from both the morality and the fun. And every part of my heart does want to hop into an X-Wing and try to help people out with a good buddy and bump into things and have it be okay and be able to jump farther with the hyperdrive and make connections and explore. At the end of the day, my heart is just with the X-Wing. And if they were real, if we had two competing middle life crisis billionaires and one of them made a line of X-Wings and one of them made a line of TIE fighters, I wouldn't want to be seen in the TIE fighter because at the end of the day, I want to side with the good guys. So I would buy an X-Wing in the real world.
There you go.
But what if it was a bed? What if it was a bed?
Are there more? There's X-Wing beds. There's no TIE fighter beds, huh? Sure someone probably made one. They've got a TikTok video with 14 million views on making their TIE fighter bed. But yeah,
exactly. If we keep doing subjective wars for long enough, we can revisit topics and add, but it's a bed.
it's our version of Portlandia's put a bird on it. Make it a bed.
Cake or pie, but it's a bed.
They did the Millennium Falcon. It was like a gigantic pillow that somebody made years ago. It was kind of like a bed.
Yeah.
I mean, with all of your brilliance, we could do X-Wing or TIE fighter, but it's a skirt.
Right. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But for this episode, the X-Wing does squeak it out, even though it's extremely painful. My soul is scream whining like a TIE fighter, but I had to go with X-Wing. Ken, you have everything memorized to take us home, right? All of the places we can be found.
I do. And sometimes I miss one, and you can put in a comment below if I do, or tweet us out if you're listening on the podcast. Thanks for listening to Subjective Wars here at Force Center. We're on Twitter if you're still there, or we're on Threads if you're there at Force Center Pod. Maybe one day we'll get to bluesky.social.bluesky.net, whatever the handles are. And we're also on Facebook. Hey, don't forget, that's still a thing. Facebook is our Facebook is Force Center Podcast. We're on Instagram as well. And you can subscribe right here on YouTube to get more videos, and you can also get merch at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. Podcast is available anywhere. Podcasts are available. Just search. You'll find us. And if we're on one we're not there, let us know. We'll get over there as well. You can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Some cool things over there. You can get into our Discord. You can follow me at Ken Napsok or go to my website, kennapsok.com, for more. And Jen, where can they find you and the skirt you're probably going to make? X-Wing or TIE Fighter or both.
That's right. My crafting videos, my Star Wars videos, my vintage videos all live on YouTube at Jennifer Landa, Instagram at Jennifer Landa, or TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
There you go, Joseph. Great job, moderating. Take us home where they can find you, your newsletter, and more.
Yes, you can find me on all the various social media at Joseph Scrimshaw. If you want to check out my blog, it is weekly. It is about my creative adventures and hopefully helping people stay inspired that, hey, creating stuff can be hard, but we're all in this together ultimately and all face similar challenges. That blog is called Finish Your Monsters. You can just Google Joseph Scrimshaw, Finish Your Monsters, and it will pop right up. Also want to thank people. All these episodes of Subjective Wars on YouTube, people have been so engaging with the spirit and sharing different ways to look at it and why they choose that one. Thank you all for the great positive engagement, and please let us know why you like an X-Wing or why you like a TIE fighter or why you're tortured in picking them both in the comments. That is it. We have answered the call of the subjective.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.